And Woolworths New Zealand is rolling out team safety cameras in all of its stores this week to help staff deal with incidents of customer aggression. The rollout comes after a trial. The supermarket giant says there has been a 75% increase in physical assaults in the last 3 years. It says any staff involved in the trial found the cameras, which are worn around the neck, made them feel safer at work. Denver Wren is Woolworths New Zealand's Head of Health and Safety and Wellbeing. Kia ora, why did you launch the trial in the first place?
Kia ora, Charlotte. Thank you for having me on this afternoon. Look, we really have seen daily events occurring in our stores, and particularly in the front end with our team, continuing to rise. And we really wanted to make, you know, a step forward in the right direction to help keep our team safe.
What sort of encounters are you having for frontline staff?
So these range from threats to injure, threats to come back after the store's closed, threats to kill. It's really awful and completely unacceptable. And our team work extremely hard and don't deserve to be made to feel unsafe and under threat by offenders.
How do the cameras work to reduce or de-escalate these kinds of situations?
Yeah, these cameras are really aimed to be and are intended to be a deterrent, and that's exactly what we've seen so far. Actually, when either members of the public or actually offenders are having a conversation with our team and understand that these may actually be turned on, we see the de-escalation actually occurring, and they're only really being used in a small number of events.
Are there privacy concerns or legal requirements around when you use these cameras? Do you have to alert the person that you're about to turn this camera on, or what is the process there?
Yeah, it's a great question. We take privacy extremely seriously within our business. In our procedures that our team will follow, they will actually make the customer or the offender aware that they're about to actually turn on the team safety camera. And we do not share any of that footage unless we're having it requested by the police.
There's also some other supermarkets and chains around New Zealand are using facial recognition technology. Is that something that Woolworths is considering or is already using with these assets?
No, we're not using facial recognition and not intending to look at using that in the near or medium-term future.
And is there anything else that goes along with these team safety cameras that can be used to increase security or make staff feel safer?
We've worked through a number of different measures and already implemented a number. So obviously the team safety cameras we're talking about today. We've also installed fog cannons in some stores that have had multiple break and enter incidents. Our trolley lock systems, which is the smart wheel locking technology to prevent trolley push out, those are now across 50 of our stores. And the likes of hardening our entry, so double entry gates, for an example, that's across all of our fleet. And then there's the push-to-talk radios, which actually are across all of our stores, all of our Countdown and Woolworths stores, and we're getting great feedback from team also that they're excellent for customer service.
Just very quickly, is there adequate support for frontline staff who are dealing with those threats to kill or threats to come back and find them at the store?
Well, we have been working extensively over the last couple of years, but we've really doubled down in the last 12 months to make sure that we've got a great suite of controls to implement, but also the care and support and for the wellbeing and psychosocial risk towards our team. And we are working with many parties, including our unions and the police, to try and make sure that we can, you know, work further to actually prevent.
Tēnā koe. Thank you for joining us. That's Denver Wren from Woolworths New Zealand.